החגים מתקרבים, וזה בדיוק הזמן לחופשה. סוגרים חופשה באיסתא ומקבלים עד 500 שקלים הנחה למשפחה על חבילות נופש, או טיסה פלוס מלון בחול. חייגו עכשיו 03-777-5900, או חפשו איסתא בגוגל. המבצע בתוקף עד 17 בספטמבר 25, וכפוף לתנאים המלאים באתר. יש רגעים שבהם הלב דופק חזק, ולא רק בגלל הריצה. תפוזין הסינגל סרן חוזר ב-18 בספטמבר, עם עשרות אלפי רווקים ורווקות, מתחמי היכרות, מוזיקה, אווירה מטורפת, והופעה חיה של טונה, שתיקח איזה צעד אחד קדימה. בואו לרוץ, ליהנות, ואולי גם להתאהב. המשחקייה של תום באו, מבית אול אין, הבית של הפודקאסטים.
סלאם עזיזם.
Amazing.
Wait, I have another one.
Yes.
שחבר.
Yes. And almost there.
שקט רם.
שקט רם.
Maybe.
Yes.
What does it mean?
It's very like gangster.
Oh.
It's like what like people it's a very street way of saying, you know,
saying what?
What it's like what's up? Like it's okay. It's a cool bro, very like masculine way of saying.
Got you.
Shakir Tam. It really means like I am your slave. That's what it okay. means. Like, I would do anything for you. But, you know, that's, but not like, you know, true. That's what it means.
Translation. So, welcome to yeah. Tom's Playground.
Yeah, thank you.
This is my pod. Thank you
yeah.
for coming.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's, thank you for having me.
For yeah. sure. Always, yeah. if you yeah. want. Yeah. Come every day.
Thank you.
So, actually, this is my first ever podcast episode in English.
Yeah.
You're my very first American guest. And
okay.
I'm excited as fuck.
Okay.
So, be gentle with me.
Amazing.
Yes.
That's great. Chakiratam.
Chakiratam.
Yes.
Is it right?
Yes. No, I'm saying thank you for having me. Chakiratam means
thank you for coming.
I am your slave for this podcast. But that's not what it means, you know. But it's great.
The ChatGPT,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
everything
yeah.
is
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
So, so first is not like, I have to be honest, it's very, I think it's special that you're sitting here. You know, I'm from Israel, you're from Iran. It's like, I think it's a good message to the world that like, we are just people. We're
yeah.
not represent anything. Yeah. And we just talked about it before the pod began and we said, let's hold it for the yeah. conversation. You
yes.
said like really nice things. So mm-hmm. I want you to...
Amazing. I love it.
To say it.
Yeah, it's yeah. great. I mean, I've been in America for... you know, quite some time now.
Yeah.
I spend majority of my time in America. So when it comes to politics, it, you know, I don't like to, I'm not educated on it, you know, so it's just what I know is what people are going through. And politics are just so complex that it's far from our understanding. I mean, Iran and Israel, they go back, you know, so far.
Like we're just people.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. So it's just what I really care about is what's happening within the people, and government is government. There's
yeah.
nothing we can do about it. I think there's, you know, it's just complex. So it's just, if we sort of, as people, fall together and start, you know, fighting amongst each other, that's exactly what they want.
Exactly.
And I think if we focus on that, this world can be a better place. So
peace
it's a great thing. Yeah, yeah.
So you've been here in America since you were...
I was in 2006, I was 11 and a half going to be 12. I moved to America. And what I loved about America is when you come here,
yeah.
it's a melting pot
uh-huh.
of, you know, different cultures. You
yes.
got Italians, you got Irish, you got Persians, you got Persian Jewish, you
yeah.
have Persian Muslims, you have Palestinians, you have Arabs, you have Latinos. And then
everyone.
They all come here to sort of have a great life
yeah.
and escape their government.
Exactly.
You know, and escape their opportunities they never had. And when you come here, it's like, this is a land of opportunity and we're all here for that reason. And that's why I always, you know, I fell in love with that. So
with
it was,
America.
And the fact that I'm from the opposite side of America,
mm-hmm.
like Iran is considered, you know, the opposite side of America. It's, you know, there's a dictatorship happening and the people are not understood the way they should be. But I was still welcome in America. I still had an opportunity to succeed. And that's what I loved about the country. So that's why I consider myself an American, you know, because America has given me a lot more than Iran would ever
yeah.
Would do. But at the same time, Iran, the culture goes back. It's the first, you know, one of the first civilizations. Look at what they've had, you know, it contributes to the Israelis and the Jewish community. Iran and Cyrus the Great was a huge advocate for the Jewish community. They yeah. admire, you know, Cyrus the Great in the Jewish states. And it's just, it's too hard to escape that culture. You yeah. know what I mean? And it's just, it's such a beautiful culture. So I'm blessed to have been in a country where I get to appreciate the opportunities in America, but at the same time, I get to enjoy the food, the music, and obviously, the culture that it has. Yes.
You miss home sometimes?
What is it?
Do you miss home sometimes?
What is it? Home. Miss home?
Yeah.
You know what? I do. Yeah. I would lie to say that I don't miss it because I was, you know, I was raised there. I miss the streets. I miss the people. I miss the smell. But I consider America home.
Yeah.
You know? But at the same time, it's just, you can't, I can't help it. I try to be just America. When I first moved here, it was the funniest thing. I mean, you just want to, you know, be American all of a sudden. You want to change your name. You want to yes. do all the American stuff. But, it, you know, as I grew up, it was just very hard to escape that culture. And you still have to.
The food.
It's the just food. The food.
Do you eat Gandhi?
Yes,
of course. I love Gandhi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So every yeah. I told you, my my brother's wife, she's Iranian. Yes, like the yeah. whole family is Iranian. So
yes,
every other Shabbat yeah, dinner, yeah. you know, Shabbat dinner. Yeah, yeah. So we go, like, I go to my brother's, yeah. the whole family, and yeah. I eat like the all rices,
yes, yes.
and the Gandhis, yes. and the food is amazing.
The food is amazing.
So how you eat Gandhi and stay like this?
I don't eat it, you know, on a daily basis. Okay. I try sense. To, you know, I try to be. very mindful because as Middle Easterns, you know, our diets are yeah. amazing. You know, the Mediterranean, the whole Greek and Israeli and that side of the world has a great diet. But mm-hmm. the problem is there's a lot of rice, there's a lot of things. So that's why when you see my dad and he's going to hate me for saying this because he likes, you know, he has a stomach that's very hard, you yeah. know, and it's not necessarily that he's, you know, gained a lot of fat. But
and
there's
you
a lot of
some advices because you are like, you know,
no, I give up. You know, it's something that these people, the food is too good.
Yeah.
That's the issue. The food is too good. The company's too good. And the culture, I mean, even the Israeli culture. I mean, some of my Jewish Persian friends, when I go to their bar mitzvah, mm-hmm. there's one actually this weekend. It's a 3-day bar mitzvah.
Okay.
And, you so, know, it's all about show. You know, it's that culture, Persian culture, Jewish culture. They love to show off.
Yeah.
So if your neighbor does a big wedding or a bar mitzvah, you got to do much bigger. So this one is 3 days.
Got you.
And it's at this beautiful hotel and there's a lot of food. But again, they're Persian Jewish.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They love Israel and Israel is the, you know, yeah. the Jewish state.
Yeah.
But when it comes to food, you know, you're going to, maybe you like it. Persian food is better, right?
Food
the bar
so
mitzvah is what confirms it. The bar mitzvah confirms it because when they have food, it's Persian food.
Yeah.
When they have music, it's Persian music.
So the so, Persian is
you know, I think the Persian music is better, but you know, obviously mix of both is what
yes,
makes it
true.
Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah.
Would you have to come to Israel sometime?
I would love to. I would love to
Let
visit.
Let me take you personally.
Yes.
I
yes.
will take you.
I heard great things about Tel Aviv. I heard, you know, amazing things about the people there and the generation. It's a young generation. And I love that because I think some of this this ideology and some of the things that we suffer in the Middle East as Middle Eastern are from the old generation.
Sure.
So you have old men, especially in Iran, you have old men deciding, old dictators deciding for the young generation. Also in Israel, a lot of people in Israel do not, you know, agree with what the government does.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's sad because Israel, Palestine, Iran, you know, all the whole Mediterranean people, they're the same people.
Yeah.
They're the same exact people. They look the same, you know.
We're the same.
We're the same people.
I always say that's yeah. why sometimes we hate each other because we're the same. You see yourself. You understand
yes.
what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
So we're brothers and sisters just, and we are people.
It's just generational of trauma that's caused by governments.
Yeah.
And it's not fair. So, you know, I love that these countries, Iran, Israel, they have the young generation. And
yeah.
the young generation, that's what it's going to take to change.
So, I will book your flight to Tel Aviv. Let me work on it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about LA for a second. This mm-hmm. is, as I told you, it's my first you are my first American guest. Yeah. So give me some tips, as you've done like tons of interviews in Hollywood. This is my first one. What should I know? What should I do?
You should know. I mean, LA is very, you have to generate your own energy when you come to Los Angeles. What I love about New York is when you just walk out of your hotel or your, you know, apartment, whatever, you just walk into the New York energy. Here, you have to sort of generate your energy. You have to go on a hike, start your day with a meditation, workout, and things like that. And it's a very eventful city. The nightlife is not amazing.
Not amazing.
So coming from Tel Aviv is a disappointment. But it's very eventful. You know, everybody's there. But again, I think it's not that people are fake in Los Angeles. I think a lot of people are not from here. They come here from different places. And they think what it's going to take to make it in Los Angeles is to be fake.
Mm. So what should I do if I want to make it in LA?
I think you just got to be yourself. And you just got to... You know, you just got to enjoy life.
So what's keeping you busy these days?
I'm really focused on work. I'm really focused on, you know, doing TV and film, and it's going really well.
Tell me about it.
And, you know, obviously there's all those action stuff that I have done in the past.
Yeah.
And just a few months ago, we filmed a movie with John Travolta.
Yeah, I've heard it. Like, how is it like working with him?
I've been blessed to have worked with some of the, you know, legends from the past.
Yeah,
and still legends, but you know, it's great to learn from these guys. It's great to be on a project where I get to be a sponge and get all that information and experience from all these people, and really just focus on, you know, adapting and becoming a better actor. I do have I think at this point of my career, it's good to do a film that's more meaningful and there's a story to it and something that goes to the festival. So we are doing something soon. In the next month or two, can't really say stuff in the film industry as much. But you know, I think it's going to be great.
Like with John Travolta.
That one was in the past, but there's one coming in the future that we're filming.
Uh-huh.
And it's
the short film.
I have a short film. I'm working on a lot of stuff.
How many films?
I mean, it's just...
You know, in Hebrew, you say chamsa. You know, good luck.
Yeah,
like, chamsa. Not evil eye. Good luck.
I mean, in the TV and film world, it's something that you never know. I mean, I'm auditioning all the time.
Yeah.
You never know. And what's really cool about it, and it's a good... It's called Champagne Issues and Champagne Problems, is that when it rains, it pours. When it comes to the acting world, it's like... I have something going on now. Everybody wants to book on the same date. Like,
yes.
Come on, man. Where were you guys when 4 months ago nothing was coming
like
in?
Always like this.
Always.
It's all busy or nothing. Yeah,
exactly. So, you know, there's that. But when there is, there's time for me to focus, then it becomes times to, you know, write my own stuff. And for example, I have a short film that I'm doing that's very relevant to the Middle Eastern world. And... you know, it's really cool. It's gonna.
Can you tell me something?
Sure. I mean, you know, it's based on a true story. Uh-huh. You know, it's based on a real person that was struggling from being himself, and he was a gay man, and he was a Muslim man himself, and he was struggling to tell his family. And you know, throughout the short film,
Iran.
He was actually here. He was actually here. He was Lebanese. And it was just, it wasn't about his family actually accepting him. It was more about him accepting himself. How could he be, he wanted to be a Muslim person. He didn't hate religion. He wanted to be a religious person, but he was also who he was. So it's, the short film is a beautiful story of how he managed to do so. So it was very powerful for me to be able to tell that story.
It is.
And I think it's going to be really cool. Yeah.
How the idea came up?
It was just, I heard the story from him.
Uh-huh.
And
oh,
it was,
like you know, yeah, the guy.
The whole story was that he thought that his father was going to kill him because in Islam,
I know,
you know, it's a sin to have a son that is gay.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was the struggle. And then one of my good friends, my mentor, we sat down and brainstormed and we said this was going to be a powerful story to tell in a short.
Do you have the actor already or can I get an audition?
I will be the actor.
You will be the actor?
Yes, yes, yes. I will be the actor. I have very good people, actually. amazing people attached to it, and I have great filmmakers. The script is amazing. This is going to be more than a short film. It's going to be a statement. It's going to be something that's very supportive of that world. Because honestly, you know, you're from Israel. Israel is a little bit more open about that stuff with Tel Aviv. But when it comes to Lebanon, Iran, and those countries, they have Iran has a huge gay population. Just, you know, just so you know, it's, you know, they're like the biggest.
How is it to be gay in Iran? I don't know.
I don't know either, you know, because, but I hear, you know, there's still, people are struggling. Yeah, but they still have their own parties. They still have underground stuff.
It's underground. It's not like public.
I think it's just, there's also, you can't control young people wanting to be, you know, who they, you just can't control it.
No, you cannot control the gays, obviously. We're unstoppable.
You cannot control the gays. But imagine you are, because Iranians have a lot of attitude, just so you know, and mix that with the gay world. And mix that with the young people there. You can't control that. You know what I mean? So it's a, yeah, they're living their life. They're doing best. They're trying to change it. But I think it's still very hard to be able to be openly, you know, gay and speak about it and make a movement. So this, I hope this is a very small, you know, effect on that movement.
I'm sure.
Yes. Yes.
What about the campaign? I know there's a secret campaign. Yes, you cannot tell.
Yes. There's a secret campaign. Well, you know, I don't. It's very secret, but I think it's going to be very cool. I mean, gays are going to love it. Let me tell you that. gays are going to love it, but it takes boldness. It takes It takes comedy. It takes someone that's, you know, I have a platform. At the end of the day, I come from a certain part of the world where I can use my platform to raise awareness. So when I have an opportunity like this, I better use it.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be super amazing. Yes.
Do you have like any funny stories about Hollywood, like an audition or embarrassing story, awkward story you had?
When I first came to America, I was in theater. I was on doing stage and trying to, I always wanted to be an actor, and I didn't speak English, and you know, it's just very hard to learn a script. And this was like a Shakespeare play and things like that. And then
Shakespeare.
Yeah, wow. This was Shakespeare, and it was like a heavy like role on this thing. And you know, as I've always been confident, I don't care. Even if I don't know something, I think it's the Persian in me. If I don't know something, my dad hated it, by the way. I never say I don't know it. I was like, yeah, I've done it 100 times. So, you know, they asked me, they're like, do you know, are you comfortable with this? I said, yes, yeah, why not? And I went on stage, and it was like a kid's play.
Uh-huh.
And I was playing this like troll, which was like this, you know, beast or whatever that was in the way of these people going somewhere. And then I had a few lines. It wasn't a big role, but it was a big play. And my role was, my line was to say magnificent.
Magnificent.
Magnificent. I still mess it up to this. So at the time, I said magnificent.
Okay.
And I was so like confident, I would just stand up there and say, you know, this is just magnificent and this and that. And I said it for every, because in theater, you have, you know, you have Wednesday theater and you have Thursday, you have Friday off, then you got Saturday and Sunday. So we did it for 2 weeks. And then
every single day I said that.
And then someone came up to me and it's like, you know, it's like, you're saying, what are you saying? Can you say it again? And I was like, oh, wow, that's how you say it. So that was part of, you know, one of the stories that was embarrassing. And
so
it's just
funny.
Throughout my life, even nowadays, it's just, I do so many embarrassing things. That's just like, oh, wow, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But if you do, I figured if you do things that you don't know.
Just be confident.
And if you're confident, nobody will see. Nobody saw it. Nobody saw me saying that.
So you know what's funny? What I'm thinking when you say it, I always talk to my friends like here in LA. Yeah. Sometimes I talk to people in Hebrew, but because the how I say it, they understand.
Yes. Yes.
Like I answer in Hebrew and they understand.
Yes.
You understand?
My dad doesn't speak English. He speaks broken English, broken Farsi, you know, because he didn't go to school. And broken, like he speaks 20 languages, all broken. And everybody, like when I first moved here, he was talking Spanish to people. And it wasn't even Spanish. It was Farsi, Spanish, English, all mixed in.
Combination.
And the Latinos were like, yeah, they would understand him. So it's just...
It's all about the attitude.
It's all about that. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's awesome.
What's your honest opinion about like Hollywood? Like, you think people can lose it here?
I think the worst thing is when you come to Hollywood, you don't quite understand what it is. And then you get the fame, you get the money. And then you're like, okay. So what? What's next? You go on top of the world, and it's very lonely, and
you're very lonely.
It's very lonely. You know, they say the top is very lonely. That's very true. And what it attracts is the people around you. It attracts people that want to take advantage of you. You know, you have friends, you have family members, and you have all these people that want to do that. And that's with everybody. And I think it's not fair because sometimes. You as a person, if you don't understand, especially people that got there when they were children, and you know, you don't understand it, you don't have the experience. I am a grown ass man.
Yeah.
So in about 10 years, if I get to where I want to go, I will understand it because I have experiences, you know, I was exposed to that side of the world. I'm able to handle it. But if I got famous when I was 9 or 10 years old, and, you know, up to now, I don't have those experiences and I'll become an easier target. So I think when it comes to Hollywood, it's just being grounded, having a small circle of friends that are supportive of you and just keep being you and not believing in what's actually happening.
Not believing.
Like, it's, you know, it's like posting something on Instagram and people like it.
You know,
people like it. They're like, oh my God, whatever. The best advice I ever got from a mentor is that you don't listen to people telling you you are shit, which means you are bad. And you don't listen to people saying, wow, you're amazing. You are the shit. You don't listen to both of them.
Wow.
Right?
So who you listen to?
To yourself. Because that's the truth. Because somebody telling you, oh, you're this, you're that, they play you down.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you going to listen to them? They're putting you down. Or somebody up-talking you. To a point where it's fake, well, you don't need to listen to that either. So it's just,
you know what I mean?
They're both fake. They're both saying nonsense. You're supposed to listen to the people that are, you know, that are telling you the truth.
Family
and people that, you know, and sometimes family is also someone that takes advantage of you. Oh. Friends, someone that's, that will be there for you. Someone that's, that has shown, you know, that they are supportive of you and things like that. Yeah.
But do you feel like sometimes Hollywood could be mean?
Absolutely. All the time. I think, you know, I don't think it's Hollywood that's mean because at the end of the day, Hollywood is a platform. I mean, it does give people, you know, it does make people famous. It does give them money. It does give them opportunities to be in movies. I think the whole aspect of being famous and other people around you, if you have bad people around you, obviously, then you are a much bigger target. And I think that's when it becomes mean. It is what it is. I mean, it gives you things and it takes away things from you. It's it's just the industry. That's
the way I saw like all the things that happening the past few days with Lil Nas.
Yeah.
And everyone's like taking pictures of him, like, and he's not in a good mood. And like,
yeah.
I feel like where I come from, like, I got famous when I was very young, like around age 18.
Yes.
But I feel like people respect you. Yeah. Like sometimes, like when you are in a bad situation, they respect you. And here I feel like...
It's true. I think when it comes to those issues, I saw a little video here and there. And when I see those videos, I never, I'm very delicate with those videos because when I see it, I know exactly what's happening. This person is going through a mental breakdown or whatever the case they're going. And I think not, you know, respecting that privacy or to make a video, to make a clickbait or things like that. And that's their job, you know, that's TMZ, paparazzi. Yeah. That is what their job is. But the reason why they have a platform is because people actually want to see someone struggle and they want, like, it becomes entertainment. It's a form of entertainment. But I think, you know, there's also a lot of people that are, you know, that do feel bad for that. That is like, okay, that's not, It's not okay
to do that. It's not entertaining.
Yeah, it's, it used to, maybe years ago, you know, but it never takes it. It doesn't help anybody. It's not entertaining. It's not funny. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's against what everybody hates, you know, bullying, online bullying and things like that. I personally don't relate to it because, again,
did you feel it sometimes on your own?
On my, personally, no. I feel it for other people, obviously, because the way I handle something is completely different than the way somebody else handles it. You know, again, my experiences in life, the friend circle that I have, the things that I've gone through, I'm able to, you know, deal with paparazzi, with media a lot more, a lot better than, you know, than somebody else that doesn't. Somebody else that got harassed by it. Somebody else that is having, like, literally, he was having a meltdown and going down, or he was on whatever he was doing. It's just they were not helping. They were pushing it to the end. But I think now, you know, when it comes to paparazzi and things like that, there's a lot more respect they have
than back then.
But still, you know, they still have a job to do, and those videos are the ones that are, you know, people at home are watching, and you know, and getting entertained by those videos as well. People like drama.
People like drama.
Yeah, that's the issue.
Especially in Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Wait. Shekamu. You know what?
Shekamu, yes.
Are you?
So Shekamu, Shekam means stomach. Shekamu means someone that all they care about is their stomach, which is, you know, someone that just wants to eat is like, wow, everything they see, they want to eat. Of course I am. Yes. I love food. Why? How can I not? But it, at the same time, that shows you how disciplined I am, because I don't, you know, I try so hard not to eat all the good stuff.
Do you cook Persian food?
Personally, because, you know, Persian food is a mother has to cook it. You know, you can't go to a restaurant and be like, listen, give me Persian food. Persian food, somebody has to spend time. It has to be cooked in the morning. You have to put love behind it.
Love. The heart
behind it. And you have to just cook it for someone that you love.
Yeah.
And when a mother cooks it, that's when you walk in the house. Let's say you're a kid and you just got, you know, from the street, and you're biking or playing soccer or whatever. Mm-hmm. You come inside the house and you smell like the aroma of the stews and the amazing food, and you start feeling it. So you start anticipating it. Then it becomes dinner time. Then they have this beautiful, like the most, you know, like it's like a king. It's like no matter how, where the family, if the family's poor, rich, the food is going to taste the same because of that. And so, you know, it's just, I can't do that. I can't provide the aroma and provide the button. Not yet. I like to cook simple. And again, the Mediterranean diet, they say it's the best diet. I think
it's the best diet.
They say it's one of the best diets, but in portions, but I don't see Mediterranean. I see like my dad and my uncles and things like that. You know, they love, you know, I just can't, you know, I can't really match.
So what's your secret? How are you like staying like this?
I have to, again, like, you know.
What do you eat?
I think mine is, everybody's different. Everybody's different. Everybody has different physical and fitness goals. Mine is to stay on the leaner side. And it's, you know, obviously it's a struggle for me, because I am Shekamu, which is, you know, but at the same time, I think eating very proper and seeing what works for you. What's been really working for me has been eating like some sort of a animal diet. I don't believe in like, you know, a specific diet or
what, keto.
I think you got to find what really works for you, and you got to exercise, and you got to do your walks, and you have to be an active
person.
Like
my mom is obsessed with keto. She's like doing keto.
I think whatever works for you, a diet only works because it's a diet. So when you say I'm on a diet, that means I'm not drinking alcohol, which is terrible for you.
You're not drinking alcohol?
I don't like it.
I love alcohol. For no reason. I love wine. I drink every day glass of wine.
People love it.
You know?
Yeah. People love it. I never resonate to it. So that helps me. And, you know, sugar. I'm not really a sugary person. Mm-hmm. I love salty chips and
me
all
too.
That stuff.
Oily?
So, of
like
course.
Deep fried? You eat deep
I like it. I don't eat it, but I like it.
Got you.
Yeah.
So you eat very healthy.
I have to.
Try to.
I have to. Yes. Yes.
So you are like very into like fitness and like where you see me, why do you like, I need advices. I mean like.
Yeah. You want me to be honest with you?
Yeah. Can you?
I'm joking.
you just, no, be honest.
I mean, you look.
I want to grow up a little bit.
You want to, I think it's a little bit too late for that. You mean height wise?
No. Oh. To grow like.
Yeah.
Like
I mean, you look like you have great structure. You have.
I know, I have no fat, so it's good.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's, I would just work out and what work out on specific, you know, areas of your body. I would just do like a chest day and a back day. I would separate those muscles and then I would eat really good food right after and before those exercises. High protein, high carbohydrates.
Someone told me you need to eat like 150 grams of protein.
Sure. I mean, how much do you weigh?
Weight?
Yeah.
I know in kilos. You're in,
kilos,
you know, kilos?
Yeah.
I'm 64.
64. So you're like, you double that because kilos and
120.
So you're supposed to eat 1 gram of protein per pound. So 2 grams of protein per kilos.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's
a
right.
Lot.
You need to, you need.
So you need to eat like.
It's not a lot. You eat two cups of shawarma. That's 150.
Shawarma.
There's a good place called Tel Aviv here. It's so good.
I just was with my friends and he was like, what's the restaurant? And I was like, Tel Aviv.
It's so good.
That's good.
They have good food. Yeah.
So let's talk for a second about Best Buy.
Yes. Okay. Do you have
you
that in Israel? Do you have
no.
that in Israel? Okay.
Do you still shop there?
Yeah, of course. I think last time I was there, I lose my headphones a lot.
Mm.
Like I have these little earbuds.
I just
lose
them too.
I lost like maybe 200. And so I just keep having to go back and buy it and things like that. So yeah, of course.
For how long did you work there?
I worked there for about maybe 3 or 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
That's a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How was it?
It was great. It was fun. I mean.
Any customer funny stories?
All of it. I mean, like when it came to like regular jobs, I had to work regular, I had many jobs because I had to support myself when I first came here. But at the same time, I knew I was meant for more and I always, I wasn't the best employee, but I... I was a great employee as far as sales and working and going above and beyond. But when it came to showing up, you know, I would show up late and leave early, you know, and the way I did that is I used charisma because I had a manager, her name was Marina. She was Armenian. And she loved me because, you know, obviously I hit the store goals and my sales were through the roof.
Yeah.
As a Middle Eastern, it's very easy. It's like, you know, you sell these things. Oh, this computer.
Buy it. Very good for you. Buy it.
The confidence. I had no idea what the fuck I was talking about. I was selling Apple computers and I would be like, this is, this has a processor, i7 processor and has, you know, 4 gigs of RAM and 20 gigs of this and 20 gigs of that. What do you do? Oh, you are a student. Okay. What's your goal? You're going to be a computer engineering. This is going to support you for 10 years. You know, this is going to be amazing. This is that. And then they would buy it and I'd be like, wait a minute. If you want this laptop, you also have to get a case. You also have to get a mouse and you also have to get
AppleCare.
Yeah, AppleCare. And, you know, you're a student. You need a bag to carry this and that.
That's
by the time
serious.
They would walk out, they would be spending $5,000-$6,000. And they would be like, I actually don't even have the budget. Oh, great. There's a Best Buy credit card that is offering that. And then they would just walk out with like spend. They would walk out like this. Like, Jesus Christ.
With tons of bags.
And then Marina, my manager, would stay there and be like, what the heck?
And then I would do that
like 5 or 6 times a day. And I would just bring receipts this tall and be like, listen, I need to leave an hour earlier. And I would leave, go to another job, play sports. So I always, you know, I always had, I always wanted to do the best job, but I wanted to go to the next level.
Yeah.
Do
you feel like you have like still like hobbies or other things do you do to stay grounded? Like
everything.
From not acting?
You know, I like to live life as it is. You know, I have a dog and...
What kind?
She's a Doberman.
Uh-huh.
And let me show you.
Wow.
I have a photo of it. Obviously.
You are more a dog person or a cat person?
I love cats and dogs, but I think I'll show you.
Here's
my dog. You see her? She has the ears down. She's a Doberman. She has the ears down.
She's pretty.
She's beautiful. She's beautiful. She's a little bit intimidating. She's very protective. But when it comes to dogs, I love cats.
Yeah.
But cats don't give a shit about you.
That's what I like.
Care. Yeah, of course. You have cats in Israel running around.
Yeah, I have my cat and I, like, because I'm here, my cat isn't with my best friend.
Yeah, cats are amazing. But, you know, cats don't need you. They just...
That's what I like. Yeah. They don't need it. They're like, take me out. Yes, they're like having their own life.
Yes, it's true.
Give me a little bit of attitude. Yeah. I love it.
They don't need you. They're smart. You know, they
don't need to take them out to take their poop.
Yeah, yeah. You don't need to do that.
They poop themselves.
But, you know, my dog, because that's how you get grounded. Like, how are you going to act like a big shot?
It's like your baby.
Imagine if, like, in a year from now on, or 2 years, or whenever my time is, I get a big movie, right?
Yeah.
And I'm a big star in Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know what's going to ground me? My dog's shit off the ground.
Exactly.
And people seeing me in the streets. So taking care of something and having something that you are responsible for, that needs you dearly. Like, my dog needs me.
Yeah.
This morning... I woke up a little bit later. Like, I woke up around 8:30 and she was just hop, 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 like, take me out. Take me out. Get up. Take me out. Give me water. Give me this. Like, she can't do anything on her own. It's annoying.
That's annoying.
Yes, it's very annoying.
You understand?
But it's grounding. So I had to, you know, before I did anything for myself every morning, before I do anything for myself, it takes an hour. Got to walk this beautiful girl and got to feed her. Gotta put some sort of a, I don't know why, sometimes if I have to leave for a couple hours, I put this thing on TV for her. It's Bluey. It's called Bluey. You know what that is?
No.
Bluey is like a cartoon they play for babies. I have to put that on. Otherwise, she's going to be sad when I return. And then when I get home.
So your dog watching a cartoon?
It's crazy. It's the craziest.
She's literally watching the TV.
She watches. She likes the colors, the sound. It's like, you know, like this dog, like 4 hour cartoon that I put on. And then I get home, and guess what? If I had left some trash out, it's on the ground. Uh-huh. She's ripped through it. She left it on the ground. Wow. And then when I get home, and she knows this, and I look at her, and she's like this on the ground. She's like, I know.
Don't kill me.
And then if knowing me, I can't discipline somebody looking like that. You know what I mean? Cats don't do that. but again, dogs are amazing. I mean, she's been loyal. She's been...
They're loyal.
She doesn't care if we live in a big house or apartment or whatever the case is.
She just likes you. She's obsessed with you.
Yeah, it's my. It's always going to be my responsibility to... I understand what John Wick did.
Mm-hmm.
You seen the movie John Wick?
No.
They take his dog, they steal his dogs, and he kills about 3 million people because of the dog.
Wow.
I'm not talking about killing anybody, but I understand, you know, because... The attachment that she has.
So you love her.
Yes, yes.
I also read you did gymnastic.
Yes.
When you were 4.
Yes.
So you're still flexible?
That's another... flexible, I wouldn't say so.
Like, you do splits?
No. That's weird as a man to do splits.
Why?
I mean, it's it's just weird. It's just
so you do handstand?
No, not anymore. Listen, when I did it, I was much smaller. And again, when I did it, I didn't tell my mom that I was doing gymnastics because they were never going to sign me up. So I went to this mechanic shop. It was a lot of money to do gymnastics at the time. I went to this mechanic shop and said, listen, let me sweep this floor like 1 hour, 2 hours. Just give me some money. And then the guy says, no, get the fuck out of here. in Persian. It's like, no, I'm a kid. Go. And it's normal for kids to sometimes like help out and work. And then I returned again and I said, listen, you have to. I need money for gymnastics. I need to do it. Then he said, okay, do it. Then I'll give you like, you know, 50 cents and here and there. So I did it a few times, went to the gymnastics, did the same hustle there and said, listen, let me do this here. I'll pay you and thing. So yeah, I did it there and it was a good, I think gymnastics is a good platform for anybody that wants to do any type of sports. So, you know, it gave me some sort of a balance and awareness and things like that. And I think when it comes to that type of stuff, I'm not good at. I can't do splits. It would be great if I could. And like flexibility is very important. I'm not that flexible, but it's, you know, but it's still, I think I need to work on that stuff. I'm trying to learn how to be limber and how to dance proper. It doesn't really look good on me to do that stuff. I think I have just... just too long of arms. It's just weird to do, you know, that type of stuff. Yeah.
Why not?
But again, with practice and proper choreography, I've seen what it could be possible. So I'm open to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll book a session for us. Mm-hmm. I heard you going to Equinox.
I go, so, you know,
because I go too, and I want us to go together.
Yes, yes. It's, why not? Okay. It's great all the time. I was just there and had like a quick workout. It's great. It's clean.
I love it.
It's fun. Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's from Tel Aviv. It's a bit expensive. We don't have it in
Tel Aviv. Yeah. It's a bit expensive, but it's not bad. Yeah.
It is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about Britney for a second.
Sure.
Do you ever check in her? Like, do you still feel protective on her?
I think it's just, you have to always celebrate the past. You have to celebrate the past and the things that have happened in your life, no matter who, no matter what. And you have to appreciate what you guys went through together. And you have to always love everything that happened. And you just have to sort of be appreciative of it and move on from it. Mm-hmm. And it was a huge part of my life. You know, those moments, I learned a lot. And you know, it's hard to move on, but in life you must move on, because what you have in front of you is because of what has happened in the past. So what's going to happen in my future, I'm also going to be always appreciative of that moment. You can't forget. I never forget what has happened. You know, moving from Iran, working at Best Buy, going to the mechanic shop to go. It's part of me. All those things made me who I am. And that's why I really always try to stay respectful of the situation. And one thing I like to do is that I give everything my all. So that way, when things end and when things, you know, don't work out the way they're supposed to, or even if they do work out, you don't regret what you didn't do. So that's what I always have done. And it's very hard to say, oh, you don't care what happens and you kiss it goodbye. No, you celebrate it, you move on from it, you appreciate the moment, and you always care. So that's where I stand. I always care. I always hope for the best, and that's it.
I saw somewhere you want to write a book.
I want to write a book.
It's not?
Yeah. I mean, at some point I'm going to write a book. It's going to be a tell nothing book. I think I got to be 90 years old. I have to have a lot more stories to write a book. And it, like I said, all the things that I do through life, I wanted to change, you know, change something. Mm-hmm. And again, coming from one thing I don't like about our culture, Israeli culture, Persian culture, Middle Eastern culture, mm-hmm. and other people, they love to gossip. They love to, like, when I
also
sit...
Also here.
Also here, everywhere. Yeah. It's like when I sit there and there's, like, a lot of people that are like, oh, did you see this? Did you
they
see that?
They love to gossip about, like, people, you know? Yeah. Like, they're his sister, his mother, his, like, not, like, famous people. They like to talk about neighbors.
They love... I mean, no matter what. Did you see the neighbor? He was wearing this and he was wearing that. I don't like that. I mean, you know, I never liked it. I never wanted to even get involved. So if I write a book... Do you really think it's going to be about gossip?
I saw somewhere. I don't know. I saw that you said
you wanted to. You see everything somewhere. You know, you see a lot of things somewhere. But it's, you know, I have to live. I have to be 95 years old.
To write your
and
book.
I have to have gone through wars. And I have to have a story that's going to change people's world. You know.
Then you're going to write a book.
If it helps people, yes. Yes.
Have you seen the recent video she's been posting on Instagram? What do you feel when you see them?
Not really. I don't really go on social media. I don't check social media and things like that. I just, again, what hurts me is I can't help it. Like I moved on from the past and things like that. But what hurts me is that the continuation of public and people that could possibly hurt someone that's going through something or not going through something, again... this is someone that was controlled, you know, for majority of her career and majority of her life. So I love the fact that you can use social media nowadays to express yourself and to do whatever you want and present yourself however you want. But I can't really, I don't really judge that.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, I can't help to not be affected by the fact that sometimes media and sometimes people could possibly, you know, not see that and judge that. So, but that's the world that we live in.
That's hard.
It's very hard.
This is the Hollywood we talked about before.
It's Hollywood, but also social media. You know, it's just with everybody. If you post something on social media, you're exposing yourself to being judged. But again, if you're just expressing yourself, it's just like...
Just respect.
I guess that's if you want to put it that way, yes.
I also saw she recently wrote something about looking back at your marriage as a destruction. What do you feel when you read these things?
You know, I love the fact that, again, social media is about expressing yourself. And I always celebrate, especially when it comes to women being free and saying whatever they want. But I think distraction is like a compliment. You know, it's always a good thing to say. Oh,
so you take it as a positive.
I mean, that's the only way I can put it. Distraction is positive. It's like, you know, distraction. My dog is a distraction to my life.
That's true.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear those old rumors online, the conspiracy rumors that Britney's not Britney, that she's wearing yellow, all those crazy stuff online? What do you think about it?
I don't think about it, really. You know, you got someone that was like a mega superstar.
Yeah.
Again, if you're not even a mega superstar and you're posting online, you're opening yourself to judgment.
Yeah.
So it's just like, that's what it is. That's just,
People
people will talk. I mean, they'll see like something that's happening. Like you see it with politics. You see it with things. It's just, you know, what am I going to do about it? It's just conspiracy stuff. But it makes me, when I hear that, and I do hear conspiracy on other things, it's like, okay, people are just being so weird. Because like, you have so many things in politics and so many like things with other people, things with other celebrities, things with like, oh, did you see in Titanic, there was a thing in the corner and this must be that. It's Illuminati. So it just, I don't even listen to that. Yes. So it's like, okay, I gotta pick up my dog's poop. I don't have time for this.
Exactly.
Yes.
The life is much more simple than like the social media.
Yeah, I think people just overthink. I think people just put celebrities on pedestals. But again, at the end of the day, celebrities are regular people too. You know what I mean? They're
not people.
Yeah, they're not like, you know, they're not like superheroes and someone that's outside of this world. They're just regular people with talent. Some are talented, some are not. And some work just very hard. And it's just, I don't think it goes that far to really think about that stuff. Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah.
So now, you know, it's called Tom Playground.
Oh,
so we'll play a game.
Okay.
Okay.
Amazing.
So you land the role of your dreams, that one that all the world, that everyone in the world is talking about it. You win an Oscar. But in return, you have to eat Gandhi every single day in the rest of your life. Do you take it or not?
Absolutely. Of course I take it.
You take it?
Yes. The only reason why I'm dieting is to get the role of my dreams and win an Oscar. What do you think? You think I'm dieting for me to look good? No.
Okay.
I'm done.
So you won the Oscar and then you eat the Gandhi and then you don't care about everything.
Yes.
Okay, got you.
Yes.
Okay. You became a mayor of LA, but you have personally to direct traffic on the 4 or 5 once a week. Would you do it?
I would do it with confidence. I wouldn't know how to do it. It's going to cause traffic, but I would definitely do it.
You definitely
It's going to cause traffic and accidents. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get to have the perfect body forever. No workouts, no diet, but you have to read Kevin Federline book. Do you take it?
I get to have the most perfect body without working out forever, or I have to read that book?
You have to read it.
Whose book?
Kevin Federline.
I'll probably just keep... I mean, I'm doing good working out and my body.
Keep working out.
What is the book going to say?
I didn't read it.
Yeah.
Okay, last question on this game. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, you got a huge mansion, Hollywood mansion. But every time you sit in the living room... Are you laughing?
Go ahead.
Britney's Instagram video is playing in repeat on the TV. Do you take it or not?
Yeah, sure. I mean, is it free? Do I have to pay for the house?
No.
Okay.
Free.
Great. Yeah, I'll take
free
it.
House.
That's fine. Okay. I'll take it.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I got Bluey playing right now. and my Louis, yeah. Louis, oh, the cartoon.
I forgot the cartoon of
yeah.
your dog. I forgot it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, teach me something in Farsi, and I will teach you something in Hebrew for.
Okay, so in Farsi is a beautiful language. Okay, uh-huh. And everything you say, you don't say "I love you." You say "I will eat your liver." It's beautiful, right? Okay. I eat your liver, okay. And it's but okay. it's more meaning like you are my liver. It's like that. It's a language of exaggeration, right?
Yeah.
But I'm gonna just teach you something that works really well.
The eat your liver thing.
I love you is asheratam.
Asheratam. Asheratam.
Asheratam.
Asheratam.
Yes.
It sounds like French a little bit.
Farsi is very French. Yeah. Asheratam. No, it's Farsi. It's Farsi. It's a dialect that nobody could ever change it. Even, you know, after the takeover of Islam, they couldn't change it to Arabic. So it's a beautiful language.
That's funny that you say that, because I was about to teach you the same thing in Hebrew.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't know this is what you're going to teach
me. Yeah, yeah. How do you say in Hebrew?
So in Hebrew, it's say, Ani ohev otcha.
Ani ofi.
Ohev.
Ohev.
Otcha.
Otcha.
Oh, you can say cha because of
otcha.
The...
Yeah, of course. But again. You guys say cha a lot. We say ga. You say cha.
Cha.
Ani ohev.
No, again. Ani.
Ani.
Ohev.
Ohev.
Otcha.
Otcha. Ani ohev otcha.
Thank you.
Ani ohev otcha.
Thank
it's
you.
A tongue twister. There was a show that I watched. There's a Netflix show now called Fauda.
Fauda.
Fauda is a... obviously, in Israel is very popular. They also made, the same makers made this show called Tehran. Did you watch that?
I watched. It's my okay. best. One of, no, it's yeah. not one of my best friends. Yeah. She's a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
Niamh Sultan, the main, the lead actress.
Yes, yes. I was very close of doing season 2 on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really great. The role was fitting. Timing and everything did not work out. So so maybe one day I will do one of those shows. I'm a big fan of how they film it. And they're great storytellers. And they're not biased on Israel. They show the real thing, the real what's happening with politics and
sometimes they
war.
Show two sides. Like their sides, our sides. And like they show that.
That's what I liked. That's what it was so accurate about those shows. And then they did a really good job. So I have a lot of respect for those TV and filmmakers they're doing
so
great.
You saw Fauda?
Of course, it was great. It was
there's
entertaining.
Few seasons though.
There's a lot of seasons.
So you have to watch all of it.
I like the ones that before I think Netflix was involved.
Uh-huh.
Like when they made it for the Israeli TVs.
The first one.
Because I think sometimes you have freedom before studios come in and so I think
it's harder.
I liked it. I really liked it. It was realistic. It was. To the point, it was. I had to. I'm not good at reading, but I had to read the subtitles a little bit.
I see.
So, it was great. Yeah.
So the main, the lead actor is called. His name is Leo.
Leo. Yeah, the bald guy.
He's bald guy.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It was great. Yeah.
Good to know.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now I bring an Israeli snack for you.
Wow. Snake or snack? Oh,
snake.
I love it.
It's a snake.
It's a it's snake.
A snake
in
that
a
snakes.
Snack.
Yo, Tommy.
It's salty.
Are you ready?
Yeah, of course. Aniv ohi echtaf.
Aniv avotcha. Tell me, what do you think about Bisli?
Ooh,
it's called Bisli.
Like Bisli.
Can. I hope you're not allergic to something.
No, I'm not. Mmm.
What do you
good.
Think?
I love it. It's great. I love it. A little dry though.
A little dry. Maybe it's all.
No, I love it. It's great. No, I love. It's a wheat snack. That's why.
Yes.
It's very wheaty.
You see, you like it. You mm-hmm. keep eating it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very good. Very famous. Basically.
It's starting to. It's very good. Very, very. Is it, you dip it in hummus or no?
You can dip
baba
it
in hummus.
You can do hummus.
Baba ganoush. Hummus.
Baba ganoush. Shawarma.
Everything. No, this is great. You put it in a sandwich?
No, you're just eating like this.
But they love like Middle Easterners and Israelis and all those
pita.
Cultures. They love like whatever the sandwich is. They love to put chips and something on top of it.
Pita, everything is in pita.
Pita.
We have a restaurant and everything is a pita.
Yeah,
shrimps in pita. Everything is in pita bed.
I love it.
Bread.
It was great. Yeah.
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 Sam, thank you for coming.
Thank you for
you
having
have something
me.
To ask me. You can ask me whatever you want.
I asked you, I said, are you a Chiefs fan or are you just wearing this because of Taylor Swift and you had no idea what Chiefs was? Or
I had no idea. Yeah. It was like this cute vintage.
I love it. It's great. Yeah. Do you know the American football?
No.
Hacky sack only.
What?
You know hacky sack?
No.
Hacky sack is Israeli game.
Hacky sack?
Yeah, with the little ball that you play.
Hacky sack?
You don't know hacky sack? What kind of Israeli are you? Yeah, it's hacky sack. Yeah.
Oh, the cute guys that are playing on the beach in Tel Aviv.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's like a soccer with a small ball.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm so not in like, sports that
that's way. The hacky sack of America, American football.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I know it's football, yeah. But I didn't know like.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Soccer, you like yeah. soccer as well?
Of course, I grew up playing it, and it was good. It was very, very good. Yeah.
Sam, thank you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for
I
having me.
I appreciate it.
Yes.
I hope you had fun.
Yes, had a great time.